Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. Could I please have your zip code?
92103.
Thank you. And could I please have your first and last name?
Barbara Kelly.
And that was 92103, right?
Yes.
And let me see here. And that's K-E-L-L-Y?
That's right.
So I didn't see your name come up with the zip code. I can also try to get that located if you could provide me with the last four digits of the card that was charged.
Just a second. Two, 6, 6, 2.
Thank you. Let me see. Just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your mailing address, please?
3911 Park Boulevard, Apartment 405, San Diego, 92103.
Thank you. Okay, thank you for being patient. I'm getting that pulled up here.
What company is this?
This is a third-party call center. We assist with the calls for over 400 different online vendors. So that's why I'm trying to get the information located so I can see exactly what you were being charged for.
I've been charged for something I didn't order, so I don't even know what it is.
Okay, so I do see here, looks like this was on November 23rd. You paid the $670. That was for your free gift. It was the tracker tag. And then you were charged the $49.97, and that got you a $125 gift card for the online store that is called the Best Consumer Gadgets Club. And so the reason that you were offered the tracker tag was so you could sign up for the service and receive other gadgets like the tracker tag with that $125 gift card.
Okay, I never got any $125 gift card. I don't want this charge on my Visa. I did not order anything, and I think this is a scam.
No, ma'am, it is not a scam. It did state there in the terms and conditions when you paid the $670 for your free gift about that $125 gift card.
Well, I never got one.
Right, so you were emailed when you were charged, letting you know about the gift card?
And I would be emailed from where? What would be the email address?
Factory Direct Savings Store.
Factory Direct Savings Store.
Mm-hmm.
And this gift card is what? For what?
It's for Factory Direct Savings Store. So basically, that's an online store. It sells other gadgets like the tracker tag, and you can get other gadgets with that $125 gift card.
You're saying this was in November?
That's when you paid the $670, yes, ma'am, for the free gift.
Let me see here. I got to go all the way back to November here. So what is this $49.97 charge for exactly?
It's for the gift card.
I have to pay for a gift card.
Right. So you were charged the $49.97, and that gets you the $125 gift card.
Okay, this really sounds like a scam to me, because I didn't order all this. I ordered whatever that little $6 thing was, and I don't know what the hell else they're trying to do to me. But I'm still not coming up with this all the way back in bloody November. Jesus.
Okay.
I'm still in December here trying to figure this out. I really don't want this charge, so what do I do?
Okay, so I did get it canceled for you. But as far as a refund, with it stating there in the terms and conditions about the $49.97 charge, I can do a 35% refund for you as a one-time courtesy, because I do understand that you were not aware of those terms.
Hold on. You said you reversed some charge. What was that?
No, ma'am. I was saying I got this canceled, meaning you won't get any future charges. But as far as a refund, I was saying, since I do understand that you were not aware of those terms and conditions, as a one-time courtesy, I can do a 35% refund for you.
I don't want 35%. I want the whole thing. I didn't order it.
So when you paid the shipping for the tracker tag, that was when it stated in the terms and conditions about the $49.97 charge.
Well, it isn't anything I ordered. It isn't anything I want, and I don't want to pay for it because... Okay, I'm still in December, for God's sake, trying to find this damn charge. I really think that they just try to pull one over on you.
Okay, well, I probably should have known better,
but...
Yes, ma'am, so since I do understand that you are not aware of those terms and conditions, I can...
And I don't see why 35... I don't want 35%. I want the whole thing refunded.
Yes, ma'am. So I do understand that you are not aware of those terms, so I can do a 50% refund for you.
How about a 100%, and then we'll call it even?
Well, the most that I could do is 50.
And why is that?
Because when you were first initially charged, it let you know what you'll be charged for. And so by checking the box, you basically checking
that you do. I read
that
very carefully, and I didn't read anything about that. God almighty, I can't believe this. I can't get... It's taking me so long to get to November. Wish I could speed this up somehow. You're saying I got an email from this company. What day? Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here with you.
You're saying I got an email from this company on what day?
It would have been, because your first charge was on November 27th. So it would have been on November 27th.
November 27th. We're
yes, ma'am. And
there.
It would have been from Factory Direct Savings Store.
I'm looking here. And all this gift card would do would be for me to be able to order more stuff from this crummy company.
With that gift card?
Yeah. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you said it would be on November what?
November 27th.
Okay, I'm looking at November 27th. I'm not seeing anything. What was it called? Factory Direct something?
Yes, ma'am. Factory Direct Savings Store.
I don't have an email from them.
Okay, so if you haven't gotten the email, then I can go ahead and put it into the system for you to receive the email, basically give you more information about that gift card and also the store, the online store.
Okay, but I don't want the Blade gift card. I want a refund on something I didn't order.
Right, yes, ma'am. And so the most that I can do is 50%. You'll still have access to the gift card. And this also has been canceled, so you won't receive any further charges.
All right. I still think this is a scam, and I still think I should be refunded 100% of this because I didn't order it. But send me an email regarding this, please.
Okay, yes,
ma'am.
Do
you have my email address?
Yes, ma'am. It's at yahoo.com.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. That's the email we have. And I'm going to go ahead and get this email sent out to you now. And let me see. Thank you for being patient. One moment.
Yeah.
Okay. So I did go ahead and do that refund for you. So that should be in the account no more than 3 to 5 business days. And was there anything else that I could check into?
For now.
Okay, well, I do. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.